systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, I'm back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming into the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to tell you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be those of Ted Anderson, who is the owner of Genesis. We're going to be talking about what's going on in the financial markets. And I will tell you that right now you are witnessing a bear market rally. In other words, that's to get the suckers back into the stock market so that the wheelers and dealers, as this market gets up, can sell and get out before the market actually plunges down to where it's going to go, 3,000, 4,000 on the Dow, somewhere in there. Because the reason it has to is because the price-earnings ratio are way out of proportion. They're 20, 25 to 1. They should be 10 to 1 or 8 to 1 before stocks would be a worthwhile buy. And of course, we're going to see a tremendous wave of new home foreclosures in the coming months as more and more people lose their jobs. And even those with prime mortgages, prime rate mortgages, are not going to be able to keep up their payments, and their homes are going to be foreclosed on, thrown on the markets. There are an awful lot of homes that have been foreclosed on that haven't been thrown on the markets just to keep from driving the home prices down. But they're falling anyway. Well, with us this afternoon, Ted Anderson. Hi, Ted. How are we doing?
Hey, I'm doing just good, Dr. Stan. That beautiful Monterey Bay, and I just think about that. I was in Southern California just a week ago. Actually, what was it? Last Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So it'd be a week ago. And, man, what a beautiful sight that is. Monterey Bay, of course, is a little bit north of the San Diego area where I was, but I imagine you really do enjoy that view, don't you?
Oh, we have the view, and then, of course, we have a boardwalk here that's really quite unique right down on the ocean. And then, of course, we have beautiful redwood groves, and we have surfing, and we have the 17-mile drive. We've got so much going for us here. I just wish I wasn't so busy. I could have more time to enjoy them, but they're here, and it's just nice to know all I have to do is just drive downtown to go to the boardwalk anytime. Been there for over 100 years. But anyway, next time you get down this way, White Ted, you give us a jingle. We'll go out to lunch and we'll take and show you some of the sites.
Oh, I'd love to do that. Now, so far this year, 23 banks have failed, 23 major banks. FDIC is estimating that it's $801 million in costs. The closures will be, and of course, the Barack Obama bailout packages have just gone through the roof. Just there's so much news that happens, but you know, I get on your show about once a month, and it would be hard to cover everything that happens between that 1 month to the next. You know, normal economic circumstances don't provide for so much news and so much information that's been going on. But between the last time I was on your show to now, unemployment figures have skyrocketed. General Motors is being broken up into several, you know, they're going to break it up into different companies, filing bankruptcy today. Chrysler Corporation is another one that's right on the verge of falling apart. And every time we turn the corner, the United States government thinks the answer is print a whole bunch of money and dish it out into the system. we've just gone into a mentality that you know that it's just going to destroy the value of our money, the value of everything we work for, everything we've earned. I mean, the 401k plans that are out there, the stock market, you know, even the bond market, and just about everything that you can think of is a bad way to go, other than gold. And I'm not even touting my own horn because I've been in gold for over 30 years. And there's been times where gold has been pretty dismal, not a whole lot going on. And, you know, $240, $250 an ounce to $300 an ounce, and there just seemed to be very little interest in it at all. Yet I was still in the business thinking, you know, now's the time to be buying, and we've convinced a lot of people at those times to buy the gold. And now sitting there closer to 900, it went over 900 today. The close, I believe the close, I just looked at it before I came down. I can't remember. I think it's 894. And so, again, gold is starting to come back up again. And that's really a lot to do with the fact that there's so many economic problems out there. And every time I see a dip, I just think, you know, I just have to wonder whether or not if it's some big banking institution somewhere, not just necessarily in the United States, but the world, you know, selling off some of the reserves or making it a little easier to sell short into the marketplace. It's so hard to tell.
Well, I think that basically we read the forecaster very closely every week when it comes, twice a week. And apparently there are speculators on the Tokyo Stock Exchange that are helping to manipulate the price of gold. Goldman Sachs, of course, is in there. And what they do is they take huge short positions. And, of course, they don't have anything to sell. It's naked shorting. It's illegal. But that doesn't matter because the government is at least the Commodity Exchange Board or in a cahoots with them. And so they can actually manipulate the price of gold and silver and platinum and all sorts of commodities, and they have done it routinely for a long period of time. And the Commodity Exchange Board just refuses to enforce our laws, allows naked shorting, and naked shorting is when they really don't have the gold to sell, but they sell it anyway. It's all paper transactions, and they can drive the price down, and that's what they're doing, because they know if gold starts to go through the roof, people are going to begin to say, maybe that's pretty good deal. Maybe we ought to be in gold. When you buy gold, it shows you don't trust the government and you don't trust the bankers. And that's exactly what everybody should be doing, because the bankers are in cahoots with the government. They put Barack Obama in place. You look and see where his money came from, and so many of it came from the very big bankers that he has the audacity, the hypocrisy to criticize, and yet he put their people into key positions in government. That is the ultimate in hypocrisy. I wonder if the American people are really taken in.
Well, you know, and I guess you're pointing out that the president is not a whole lot more than a puppet for Wall Street or big bankers. You know, of course, Wall Street is where it all starts, you know, with those appointments that you were talking about. And, you know, Geithner, I mean, they're trying to bail each other out. They're lining each other's pockets. You know, if there's ever a problem or a hiccup, you know, they have the control to just come in and basically steal from the working class, the people that actually service the interest on the debt, pay the taxes, do whatever it takes to make this country actually productive, siphon off that wealth and turn it over to this elite group. It makes my blood boil when I think about it. I you know, you have a book out on this, and when I read that, it's just another one of those things. I mean, that Creature from Jekyll Island book is good, and now we got Tom Woods and so many other best-selling authors talking about the stuff that we've been talking about for years, and it's refreshing to see it happening. You know, sometimes you're not going to be the star, even though you're the one that has been ringing the alarm bell for all these years, and now all of a sudden somebody steps up and they're coming up with a whole new concept. And when we know that literally, you know, this has been an issue that could have been avoided. We didn't need to get into this economic crisis had we not loosened up credit in the 1980s and coming into the 1990s. We wouldn't be looking at the recession or depression, whatever you want to call it now, that we have today. We wouldn't have the companies filing bankruptcy. We wouldn't have so many mortgage foreclosures. If the if we could just get back to something that wasn't so manipulated in the first place. I mean, the United States, our politicians are, you know, what they want to do is they want to be reelected, and they want to be able to make an awful lot of promises, and they're just big spenders, and they need to have a way to finance this big spending habit they have. And, of course, turning to a central bank that has unlimited amounts of cash to put in their coffers is exactly what they want. They don't want to hear at all about going back to constitutional money or even having a fractional reserve system that uses partial gold as a way to limit the amount of money that can be actually spent into the economy.
Well, I agree with you. The thing is, we're having Thomas Wood on his book Meltdown. We're going to be carrying it. It's an excellent book talking about the Austrian School of Economics. Very well done, very readable, very understandable. But as with so many people, whether it be Peter Schiff or Thomas Wood or Gerald Celletti, they don't recognize that there really are conspiratorial forces. And we'll be right back.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and just before we went to the break, I was just saying that you can certainly study all you want to about Austrian economics, and of course the fallacy of a fiat money system, and of course the fallacy of the credit system and the banking system and the Federal Reserve, until you begin to understand there are forces working behind the scenes that have created this whole problem, and I believe they are intent upon destroying the economic foundation of the entire world. And of course behind them are powerful spiritual forces. And unless you recognize that, unless you understand that J.P. Morgan, and we see today J.P. Morgan Chase, one of the large three or four largest banks in the United States, J.P. Morgan was deeply involved in astrology and the occult. Go up and look it up on the Internet. And then, of course, you'll want to read our recent newsletters as we begin exploring the occult foundation of the great families that are certainly controlling the banking industry, not only in our country, but throughout the world today. Well, right now we've got Tom calling from Missouri, and he's got a question for Ted Anderson. Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. As good as can be expected anyway.
Considering the dire circumstances, but you go right ahead. Go right ahead.
I guess there's a couple of reasons why Christians hesitate to buy gold, and one of them is a verse in Revelation that they'd be throwing their gold in the streets, and another one is that in 1933, one of these people who are worrying them, you call FDR, made gold illegal. Can you comment on that?
Boy, he sure did make it illegal, and it was on or before, I can't even remember off the top of my head. It was 1933. Franklin Delano Roosevelt did confiscate gold. He left a few exemptions. You could keep $100 belonging to any one person. Coins that had a value that above and beyond just the melt value under Section 2B was also exempt. That did happen, and when you think about it, if you had gold in 1928, and you decided that you were going to turn in your gold in 1933 because it became illegal, you would have had received $22.22 an ounce, roughly, for that gold when you turned it into a Federal Reserve Bank branch or agency. That's another thing. You had to actually turn it into a Federal Reserve Bank branch or agency in order to, redeem it for the money that they're going to give to you.
Hey, who would have thought?
Yeah, right. And so it wasn't a government agency. It was a Federal Reserve Bank branch. But anyway, so you did turn it in, and let's say you had gold and you turned it in. At least you had cash at that time. There were so many people that were invested in the stock market, had their money in the bank, all these different institutions that failed around them and ended up with nothing. At least you ended up with the new currency, even though, the new currency was obviously on its path to become devaluated once again. Yeah, they would have given you $22 an ounce. Just 1 year later, they raised the price of gold to $33 an ounce, and then, of course, in 1971, again to $44 an ounce. All I can say is that gold worked out well during that deflationary depression because you actually had money. You were able to come up with real wealth. Now, if you didn't turn it in and just held on to it, you would have been real well off. If you did turn it in and actually received their cash, it was much better than having anything else that you could have been invested in at that time. Now, morally, the idea about having gold, because gold is going to be, in heaven, the streets are paved in gold. I don't know what to say. I mean, I don't know what Revelation is going to play out. All I know is that gold is a lot more honest form of currency than this fiat currency we have. Just by having the currency itself, it's feeding the beast that we're trying to fight against. I think it's such a morality issue. Do I buy into this Federal Reserve note currency that we have, or do I have gold? And again, I mean, Revelation may the book of Revelation may not even come in my lifetime. And what am I going to do in order to pass on the wealth, you know, to my heirs? I don't know. For me, I feel that it's the responsible thing is to have something that's honest and real, something that takes a man real labor to create, and not something that's created out of thin air and a promise to pay, and putting my fellow citizen on the hook for interest and have to pay. Interest on a debt that is created just because we have the currency. I mean, that it doesn't make sense. When we had gold and silver as money, somebody would go to a mine and pull it out of the ground, labor to get it into circulation, and now we had money. There was no debt attached to it. The process with a central bank, they have to lend it to us, and now we have to service the interest through taxation, and it just brings a country down, and it makes an elite. A group that has the ability to siphon off wealth from the many, and it's a bad deal. And the people of the United States should revolt against this. There's no question about it, because gold is so much more honest, and same with silver. If you're uncomfortable with gold, go with silver. But the main thing is we need to get away from this elite society, and the only way you're going to do that is to stop financing them. I don't know. Stan, what do you think?
Well, I think that for Tom, I hope he'll go. Do you have access to a computer, Tom?
Well, it's possible, I guess.
All right. Well, just go down to the library and pull up Alan Greenspan's 1966 article, Gold and Freedom. It's Gold and Freedom, and read it through. And if you can't get it, you can always give us a call, and we'll be glad to send you a copy of it. And basically, Alan Greenspan said exactly what is true. The only way to actually preserve your wealth for yourself and your family is to have gold. And certainly, the people who want a welfare state, who want a socialist system, hate gold because they don't want you to be able to have any way of protecting yourself. Now, you may not go out. You can do whatever you want to, but if I were you, I would certainly get part of what I have in gold and in silver and in other things, and maybe even get some of it out of the country. Otherwise, whatever you have is going to be destroyed. They're going to destroy our savings, our bonds, our stocks, our pensions, our CDs, our annuities, everything that is associated with the dollar. They're going to do this intentionally and maliciously. They're going to bring chaos to our country. And I thought myself, I would far rather have gold than have absolutely nothing. But you do whatever you want to do.
Well, I appreciate the answers there. Good answers. Great job, guys.
God bless. And thanks very much for calling. And once again, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question for our guest, Tom Anderson, he's on the front lines of this battle. He's been there for a long time. And people have to understand that there is an organized, orchestrated effort to destroy our economic system. Now, people say, why would rational people do that? And the answer to that is very simple. We're not dealing with rational people. We're dealing with people who have a different worldview, and they want to create a world government, and they're going to destroy everything, and out of the chaos, they hope, is going to come this new economic system. And may heaven help us, because, you know, so many people, they've lost almost half of everything they had. The people who got into General Motors bonds, you know, General Motors bonds were paying 8.8%. What could be better than a General Motors bond paying 8.8%? The only trouble, if they go into bankruptcy, why, of course, you'll be getting absolutely nothing. You'll lose your principal. And you'll really, there are hundreds of thousands of little people across America who are going to be pauperized when General Motors simply goes into bankruptcy. And I fear this is what's going to happen. So, well, we'll be back here in just a moment. Give us a call. 1-800-259-5791. Right here at Genesis.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned, and right now we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
And Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Ted Anderson. And Ted, before we go on, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you? We do have a couple of callers, but so before we get to them, why don't you tell them how to get in touch with your business?
Well, yeah, Midas Resources obviously is in the business to sell gold and silver, and that's what we do. And obviously a lot of the ability to run Genesis Communications Network is supported due to the fact that people have done business with us over the years, and I really appreciate that they did, and I can't tell you how grateful I am to the listeners of this network. They can call us here at Midas at 1-800-686-2237. I'll give that again. It's 1-800-686-2237. I do have a special of the day, if you will. We have the Lakota Silver Round, of all things. I was really kind of intrigued. The guy, Tom, from Missouri called in, and I was down supporting Ron Paul in the Campaign for Liberty. I've been a sponsor of that ever since they formed it, and actually going before that with the Ron Paul thing going back for years. But I was down there, and here are these kids standing there in the booth next to me, and they had these Lakota silver rounds, which the Lakota Nation is looking to set their own currency up to compete with the Federal Reserve System. And I thought, I just have to be able to offer these. And we were able to strike a deal. They usually sell these for $35 a coin individually to people, and sometimes you can get them on sale for $25, but I have them for $18.50 because I was able to do business in bulk with them. And I just think it's a wonderful little silver round. And maybe the Lakota Nation isn't going to be the answer to bring down the economic system here in the United States, get us back to real money. But at least it's a neat little way to support them. And I have those at $18.50 a piece for a silver round, which is cheaper than buying a U.S. Eagle. And they put a $50 value on the face of these things. And I just think it's kind of cute. And, you know, you're going to be able to get yourself a real silver coin that has 1 ounce and at the same time sort of support the effort of liberty. So if you want to get your hands on some of those, you can call us at 1-800-686-2237 and just ask any one of the people. Just mention that you heard the special on Stan Monti's show, and we'll be happy to help you with some of those.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to Ralph, who's calling us from Oklahoma. Hi, Ralph. Are you there?
Yes, yes. Question for Ted there. I know he is in contact with Bob Chapman quite a bit, both of you, matter of fact. Anyway, this is something regarding Bob Chapman's, it's been months back when he was connected with Pat Kiley, and they had usually a one-hour deal somewhere on shortwave, probably more than shortwave. Nationwide, and all of a sudden they broke. I don't know what the deal was, but Kylie came on and mentioned due to I don't know if it was some of his Canadian associates and what have you, said it would be best advised that he and Bob no longer air together.
Yeah.
Anyway, this past Saturday before last, Kylie has got a broadcast on a regular AM station.
Yep.
Okay, you know about this, I guess.
Oh, sure. Pat used to work for me at one time.
Okay, you know about him reading from the Army Times about what will take place this September.
I haven't heard that. How about you?
Supposedly everything's going to be, there's going to be a martial law, and they're going to collect
martial
all the guns. I think that putting that out, he may be right, and it may very well have been in the Times, but I certainly don't think that has anything to do with Bob Chapman. And we've got to be awfully careful of what we say so you don't scare people to death.
You're not sure
it's going to happen, because what happens if September comes and these things don't come to pass? Setting a date is a dangerous thing.
That's the reason I wanted to bring this up to Ted, that is his main business and all. And I thought this is incredible. I had my son scour the Internet. He came up with what he was reading off, just like I was hearing Kylie read off from what he saw on the Internet from the Army Times. He said there's no such thing in there. And I thought, well, that makes sense, other than the part about this coming out on a ABC-affiliated station. I couldn't believe that they, of course, they didn't know possibly until that came out on his one-hour broadcast that he was going to read that off. And I think he's probably gone from that now once that came out. That's how they kicked Derry Brownfield off from the network. He said something that didn't...
There was an argument between Monsanto's. Actually, it was Derry and his ex-partner.
Oh, yeah. This was years, years back. And I don't know if it was Monsanto on that particular deal, other than he just said aired truth items that the establishment didn't want aired, and that was what ended him. And that's what I was so puzzled about, how this was to get out. It wasn't anything unusual that we wouldn't hear on this type of broadcast, on shortwave or international radio, but on a regular
AM and FM station.
Yeah, regular AM and FM. It was shocking.
Well, I'll tell you what. Ralph, you have to understand that those of us who are in talk radio, and I'm sure Ted gets this as well, they're constantly sending us disinformation. I get disinformation from government, agent provocateurs the time.
Yes,
I suspect what happened to Pat Kiely. He got some phony information, and he wasn't discerning enough to avoid it. I think Pat's a good guy. I think he's got a lot of great information.
Yeah.
But we can all get trapped, and I've seen this happen with so many of the good people in the conservative movement. There is a conscious effort to give us bad information, and when we pick it up, then we're discredited. So we'll see what happens. And
they go to great lengths to do just exactly what you said.
Anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
You were talking about the Christians with the walking on the streets of gold. I've heard that interpreted. Everybody seems to have their own interpretation of that. That we'll be so rich we can afford to pave with gold and all. I don't think that's what it was. My version is we've, through all of our life on this earth, we've walked on very unstable streets. I mean, everything, there's been pitfalls, endless pitfalls. But now where we are at now, we're walking on the only stable item that's ever been understood throughout mankind. And all
right, point well taken. Thanks very much for calling.
All right, thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's go to Dave, who's calling from Illinois. Again, our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. So go right ahead, Dave. Do you have a question or comment?
A comment. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I watch this idiotic controlled stock market, which is just so full of hogwash. It's a total myth. These rallies are nothing but total hogwash, as far as I'm concerned. But, if you want to know the state of the economy, forget the Dow. They don't mean beans. Look, right around my town, I live in a medium-sized city here in Illinois, and there are places closing with places. Places close the doors, up for rent, up for leases. I mean, it's staggering how places are going out of business the past couple of years. That's the economy, gentlemen, not the stock market.
You're absolutely right. The stock market is manipulated by the Working Group on Financial Markets. Anybody can go up on the Internet and look them up. They're also known as the Plunge Protection Team. They're a combination of the Treasury, the Fed, the Securities and Exchange Commission, the Commodity Commission, and they manipulate the stock market. They do it legally, and you'll see that the market will be down all day long. And then in the last 10 minutes, it'll suddenly go up 50 or 100 points above where it started. So it's all manipulated. Once you recognize that, it all makes sense. They manipulate the commodities, and they sure manipulate gold and silver. Won't it be wonderful when we have free markets again without that manipulation? Hey, thanks very much for calling, Dave. And we're going to be back here in just a moment with Ted Anderson to wrap up this first hour.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest, of course, is Ted Anderson, and we have Dan calling us from Oregon. Hi, Dan. How are you doing?
Good, Dr. Stan.
Have a question for us?
Yes, I do. You know, in these uncertain times, as we know, the dollar is moving towards zero. Every day we're going to be a little closer to that, especially when they decide to take the actual value that we have of it completely away. And in light of that, we have some metals that we've already purchased, and we were recently informed about a group, James Turk and Gold Money, and it may be competition with your guest, I don't know. But they were having some sort of an account where you can have your cash turned into gold, and then it's some kind of a checking account. Can you give me your opinion on that?
Do you know anything at all about that, Ted?
Sure, I'll talk about it. I mean, I guess it, for me it comes down to, when you're hungry, do you want to have a picture of a can of beans, or would you like to have a can of beans?
You know, very well put.
There's been a lot of storage facilities, there's been a lot of certificates and that kind of thing, and unfortunately there's been some companies that have failed and you end up with nothing. If with gold confiscation possibly looming, would you, again, what are the, especially if it's stored overseas like that, what are your chances of you being able to actually access your gold and getting it out of your and into your hands immediately for when, when everything hits the fan? I guess maybe if somebody's in a position where they have an incredible sum of money and they want to have, you know, they just simply can't afford to store it. You know, they could do it, and we offer storage facilities too. I don't really even like to talk about it because it's not what I recommend. I've always been a real true believer that if you have the gold sitting in your hands and we have economic problems, you're going to have something that you could spend as money when needed. And I'm not sure that having some certificate of some scheme that's going to, you know, allow you to trade from this to that and so on and so forth is going to be a viable alternative when you have that kind of a circumstance. So,
right. Well, the biggest problem we all have is we don't know what it's all going to look like, and we don't know what exactly it's going to translate into on the exact day when this all falls. And as the Bible discusses, suddenly, I think we're going to all experience suddenly in the monetary systems as everything deteriorates and implodes. And then as we all kind of pick through the rubble, we're going to have to try to figure out how we're going to survive when money is worth zero as far as the existing dollar Federal Reserve note. So, you know, we're just all trying to scramble to see, to try to be in the right position ahead of time before these things take place. And so, you know, we've been told to keep a certain amount of cash on hand, which I have. But, you know, at the same time, if that's just going to be worthless, then, you know, there's the smaller amount of that that I have is probably the better.
Right. What's the point of having that cash? If you know, like in Weimar Republic, you know, I'm just thinking when people had diamonds or gold or they had something that's tradable and Hitler's regime was coming through and you were marked as somebody they want to put in their concentration camp, you know, the people were able to escape out of that situation because they had something of real value. Paper currency didn't do it.
Right.
You know, so tradable items, you know, the way that I see things going, I mean, it's probably better to have something stored somewhere and have a certificate as long as you're dealing with an honest institution. And
right.
I have to stress honest institution. And how are you going to know that?
That's the most difficult because the worst are capable of the best, and the best are capable of the worst, and so we're all sinners needing the Savior, and so we have this potential that's not known until the crisis point, and then by then it may be too late.
And Dan, let me just make one point. If you were going to confiscate the gold, would you rather go to the areas where this was being held, large amounts of it, for other people, or would you rather try going door to door where you might meet resistance for the people? I think that if you wanted to confiscate the gold, you'd go to places like the one you described or others where they have the large vaults and they've given certificates to people. Wouldn't that be much more logical?
Right. Well, I think that's a very logical point. I guess the one thing, too, is because it is in on an island off the UK, I was a little concerned about that, but I wanted to get somebody else's opinion. And then, since you were talking about the economy today, if I could ask one more question.
Sure.
You know, what do you see, it appears, as Dr. Stan mentioned in the intro, that they're trying to run the market up and get as much money in the sucker's rally as possible. You know, they've been able to make it last a long time as far as the actual implosion. And so, do you see any near-term, catastrophes that we're looking at here? How much, you know, there was the one person that called in and said, well, September, and we know that was a Kiley report, but, you know, is there something out there that you kind of look forward to as an indicator?
What are your thoughts on that, Ted?
Well, you know, I mean, I have to believe that a large part of the value of the United States dollar and its ability to trade in the open free market is due to the fact that a lot of foreigners have been involved in our market. So I have to look at the sale of U.S. government securities and that kind of thing to tell as to whether or not they're continuing to buy or whether the Fed's having to monetize that debt. And I know the Fed's stepping in more and more as time goes on, and there's more of a push. You know, just the last G20 meeting, they were talking about going to more of a basket of currencies and getting away from the U.S. dollar. And that kind of thing, you know, means death to the United States economy, just because of the fact that we've borrowed our way to our prosperity for the last 20, 30 years, and And you know, obviously we're not in that era no more. We don't have that ability. So what's it going to take? You know, if things play out like an average year in gold and silver, we might see June and July be fairly soft, and then come August, things are going to start to happen. And I don't know what's going to actually trigger it. I mean, right now with General Motors filing bankruptcy today, you would think that would trigger some sort of a thing, but it's just the timing's not right. So there's going to be something that's going to happen, and I'm sure that it'll happen before this year is over. And I really, in my experience, and I've been trading in gold and silver for 30 years, in my experience, the fall has always been the time where it takes the largest effect. I mean, the stock market crash in October of 1997 and many other events that are like that, for some reason, the fall is always good for gold and silver and tough on the market. I don't know. I mean, Stan, I still see a slow and drawn-out process. I don't think we're going to wake up one day and all of a sudden the dollar's worthless. It's going to be more like that frog being boiled as it starts cold and it begins to get hotter as time goes on. But we do have a compounding effect with the debt, because the money does come into existence through the process of creating more debt, and then, of course, the interest on that debt becomes a larger burden, and the United States people can't afford to pay what they have. I mean, this crisis that we have in the real estate market is a great example of that, and I look to see more of that happening, and I just don't know what exactly is going to trigger that thing. I know Bob likes to make some predictions, and usually he's right. And I would take a look at the international forecaster and just read what he's writing about and kind of watch what's going on.
That's all we can. Hey, we're out of time, Ted. Thanks very much for being with us. If I could just say to our listener, Dan, Meredith Whitney is a very, very smart lady. Meredith Whitney, she actually watches the bank stocks. She says that they got a long way to fall. And when they fall, everything falls. God bless. Thanks, both of you. And we'll be back in just a few minutes for our next hour. Bye-bye, Ted. But anyway, certainly this is the time when I have to remind our listeners out all across America that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you are in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. How do you know who the people are on the other side? Well, we've got a great new book. It's called, it's a syllabus we put together called The Membership List of the Brotherhood of Darkness. The members of the group of 30 of the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations. A little bit about those organizations. A great source of information. Something you can just keep beside you. And as they say, you can't tell who the players are without a program. And this is your program. We get a great new 4-CD set called Financial Armageddon. That's Financial Armageddon, and certainly it's an update of something we did before with some of our most exciting recent interviews, which you should hear over and over again. We got a great new book called, well, it's not a new book, it was written in 1889 by Mr. Wahlberg, talking about how the bankers were going to try to take away our freedom. We've got a new syllabus called, of all things, Financial Armageddon, and it goes with a talk I've given. But the syllabus actually has talks in it given 1931 by Congressman McFadden and 1964 by Wright Patman, things you're never going to hear elsewhere, as well as that letter I found when I went through Colonel House's papers from Franklin Delano Roosevelt, saying, as you and I both know, the government has been run by financial elements in the major centers since the days of Andrew Jackson. Our number, 1-800-544.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back.